What are you doing here? I know, it's a shared storage locker. It's just Father's Day. I figured you'd be with the kids. That's why I chose today to come and pick up some of my things. Oh, right. Shoot, I forgot about their trips. That sucks. I'm sorry. No, it's not pity. Well, maybe a little bit. To be honest, I went away on Mother's Day. I just didn't want to have to force them to spend time with me on that day, you know? Yeah, it's just sad that I didn't raise them better, I guess. Or we didn't. At least you've got Christina to keep you company. Oh. No, I didn't know you two broke up. I guess I'm sorry about that, too. Fair. I didn't like her. I might have been a bit jealous, to be honest. I guess I'm mature enough now to admit that. I know, but even ex-wives don't want to see their ex-husbands with an upgrade. Yeah, right. I remember what she looked like. But I'm still sorry to hear that you're not together. No, that's not pity either. You deserve someone. You're a good man. I mean it. Look, our marriage wasn't the best, but I've had a lot of time to reflect on things. And I realize that we did the best we could under the circumstances. We were way too young and under too much pressure, trying to raise two kids. But at least they turned out pretty okay despite all of it. And you are still a good guy. Smart and capable and a loving dad. I know I treated you badly during the divorce. I was hurt and confused and overwhelmed. Look, I'm not trying to make excuses, really. Just trying to tell you that I regret some things is all. True. Yeah, that's nice to hear, too. I guess we both just needed to grow up a lot. Anyway, I don't think you deserve to be alone today, is what I'm saying. On Father's Day of all days. What? I mean, if you want to, I could join you for dinner at your place. Sure. Why not? Wow. It's not what I expected. It's very neat and tidy. Oh, you haven't been here long. Yeah, it is a little sterile looking. Could use a woman's touch. Oh, that's why you're at the storage unit. To get some pictures and stuff. Makes sense. What was I doing there? Me? I just needed some odds and ends. Things I haven't used in a while. See if they're any good or I just need to get rid of them. Why are you smiling like that? Is Gary not pulling his weight, or am I on a smoothie kick again? Wait, how do you know that? How do you know what's in my box? Well, why would you say that about Gary and the smoothies? I can't believe you're going through my personal stuff. Oh, don't play dumb. The only things in that box are a blender and some... well, some intimate toys. Which is why you made that comment about Gary and the smoothies. You know what? That's fine. If you want to have a laugh at my expense, go ahead. I can't believe I thought we could do this. Be civil with each other. Really? Why were you smiling then? Go on. Say it. Just whatever it is, I can take it. You liked the idea that Gary isn't satisfying me. I don't even know what to make of that. No, it sounds vindictive. Okay, then what did you mean? Look, just admit whatever you want. I'm a big girl now. What? You looked in my boxes of stuff to remind you of me over the years. Because you missed me. Okay. You've always been jealous of Gary. Because of his relationship with Finn? Is that what you mean? Your son and Gary really aren't that close. Oh. Because Gary got to have me. Well, no, of course I didn't know. It's not like I'd have a clue. You never said anything. I just thought you and Gary didn't get along. But I'm not with Gary anymore. That's kind of the reason for the box. Sort of. Just after Thanksgiving. It's not important why we broke up. You're smiling again. Because you're happy that I'm alone and I need my toys. Whatever. Look, it's just embarrassing, okay? Oh my god. You saying I was a very sexual woman doesn't make it less embarrassing. Sure, you can admit something. What? Sometimes you'd pull out the toys just to try and remember the scent of me. Oh. No, it's weird. Sure, but I guess I never thought you'd think of me at all, much less want to remember anything about me, especially my scent. I'm just surprised. Now I'm smiling. Sorry. Well, since we're being honest, Gary left because he said he was tired of competing with the ghost of you. He said if I loved everything about you so much, why did I ever get divorced? Christina used to say the same thing. Weird. Yeah, very weird. How much longer before dinner? Oh, okay, why don't I help you put some of the pictures from the box around your place in the meantime? Yeah, okay, sure. Well, now most of the rooms look a bit better with some personal touches. There's just this last one left. Oh, it's your bedroom. Sorry, we don't have to... Okay. I guess you might not want much in here. Maybe just this picture of your parents on their wedding? Maybe we could put it on your dresser or here on your nightstand. Oh, there's already a picture in a frame here of me. This is a picture of me on our wedding day on your nightstand. Why do you have this here? You like to see my face before you close your eyes at night and remember the good times. Oh. No, it's just... I didn't expect that. So. Please. What's happening? I shouldn't be here in your bedroom, laying back on your bed, kissing you. What? I shouldn't need a box of plastic toys when I could have the real thing. Stop kissing down my stomach, because I feel like I don't want to know all of the new things you learned from sleeping with Christina. Why are you chuckling and still kissing me lower? If anything, she set you back. What does that mean? It means she wasn't me. Christina didn't like it. What? Sex? Specifically... Oh. You mean when you, Yeah. Went down there. Oh my god. How could she not? You're so good. Oh god, I didn't mean it that way. What? I am not that wet. Am I? You like it? I can kind of tell that you do. Oh my god. You've missed the scent of me. Oh fuck, baby. Please don't say that. What? I did? I'm sorry. I won't call you that again. Oh my gosh. Oh, yes, 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 baby, please. Oh, it's been too long. I won't be able to. Oh, you're so fucking good at that. Oh, fuck. You know what it does to me when you growl against my pussy like that. You can't help it when I start to talk dirty. It makes you crazy for my cum. Oh my god. Oh, baby, you're gonna get drowned in my fucking cum in 5 seconds if you keep that up. What? looking at me like that. You're trying to commit my beautiful orgasmic face to memory. Fuck. Kiss me. What? You're not supposed to gloat about making me come so fast. Besides, two can play at that game. Oh, or did you forget that I'm pretty good at this too? Kissing down your belly while you're on your back. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Oh, I just forgot how thick and hard you get. What? Is that bad? You're barely hanging on. When I say things like how sexy your cock is, it makes you wanna, what? Come? Explode? Bust? Damn right I still like to tease. Especially with my tongue. Oh, God, baby. A few licks isn't gonna be enough. I've missed this cock. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't beg, baby. What do you need? Tell me you can have anything. Anything. Oh, I know. You need all of me to be inside me. Oh, baby, I need that too. So bad. I need to mount you like this. I want to feel every inch of you when I slide down on your cock like this. You do. You dream of this every night. Looking up at me riding you, baby. Oh, God, I miss this. Please, fuck me. No, fucking make love to me. I need your hands and your lips and body. I need your cum. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck. What? Oh my God. Oh my God. I never stopped loving you either. Not for one second. Not even when I hated you. Oh, please, baby. Please. Now. I need you to give me all of you. Now. 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 Oh. You do. You regret one thing. Letting me leave with that box of toys. Oh, well, I'll admit you're so much better than any fucking toy. And better than Gary, too. Yes, really. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. Now you're gonna gloat all night. And again, maybe that was just a fluke. Oh, yeah? You gonna prove it to me again? All night. You just might kill me. I'm not as young as I was back in the day, baby. Okay, then. We'll get you some little blue pills, too, if you need them to keep up with me. Fuck, I missed you. Happy Father's Day, baby. Same here. I don't know exactly what this means in the grand scheme of things, but I'll be honest, if we were to get to spend Father's Day fucking again next year, I'd be a very happy woman. Oh, really? And then 364 days in between, too. How come I like the sound of that? Oh, them. Those kids of ours. Fine. I can visit you next year. Maybe have brunch. But after that, you're mine again. All night. Got it?